Wabi did it.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Izzy and Lexi with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Redland City Council has issued a stern warning against the dangers of jetty jumping, citing increasing safety concerns and disruptions to ferry services. In response to the increase in jetty jumping, the council has increased patrols of the city's jetties and is working closely with local police to address the issue. Violators could face infringement notices for engaging in the risky activity.
Hamilton Island Enterprises has paid more than $28 million in unpaid wages after a Fair Work investigation that found thousands of workers were being unpaid for years. The operator still owes more than $250,000 to workers yet to be contacted by investigators. The operator will be forced to make a $75,000 contrition payment.
In national news, the National Notifiable Diseases Surveillance System recorded 175,000 cases of respiratory syncytial virus in 2024. This marks the highest number of cases recorded since the virus became notifiable. A total of 49% of those diagnosed with RSV were young children under 4 years old, according to new data by the NNDSS. In response, a free vaccine will be made available to pregnant people to protect themselves and their unborn babies from February 3rd.
Senator Jacinta Nemijimpa Price has outlined that if the coalition party is elected for government, she intends to audit federal government spending in Indigenous communities. Senator Price claims she doesn't believe the federal government should be spending $450,000 a government term on welcome to country ceremonies when they aren't improving the lives of marginalised Indigenous Australians. The Albanese government has raised their concerns that the coalition government may cut beneficial programs in Indigenous communities like school holiday programs.
In international news, countries Mali, Niger and Burkina Faso have officially left the West African bloc, ECOWAS, and formed their own bloc, the Alliance of Sahel States. This comes after the successive military seizure of the three countries in 2020, 2022 and 2023, and detrimental sanctions imposed on Niger, such as closing their borders and creating no-fly zones for commercial flights. In withdrawing from the ECOWAS, Mali, Niger and Burkina Faso can expect greater sovereignty and independence.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.